Welcome to another episode of Heart and Soul. It's always so fabulous to be with you. And today we talk about boundaries and relationships. They are so important in all relationships, may it be romantic, family especially, and even in friendship. And
Yes.
I think I used to say yes because I didn't want to hurt anyone. So I sort of had no boundaries. I did everything. I was here for everyone. And that's not living. That is just depleting. And my wonderful, wonderful co-host, Janet, welcome. Welcome.
Hi, Caroline. Yes, I hear you. I was one of those people as well. And still to a degree, I still have to work on boundaries. I find it something quite actually quite difficult. And but they are important, as you say, in any relationship, not just a romantic relationship, any relationship you have. It's just something that actually is respectful. And it is important about sort of understanding your needs, what you need, what works for you. And I mean, I know that we've talked about this in the past, and we're both very similar on this score, is that we will do things to please other people, you know, to not upset other people. You know, we're conscious about other people's emotions. It's always about someone else and never about ourselves. And then I know in the past that I would have been running around like you know, saying yes to like family things and commitments and stuff when I really didn't want to. I really didn't want to. And then I would get really agitated and angry, but more angry at myself for putting myself in that position and then going to things and I didn't want to be there. And maybe sometimes it was a little obvious as well that I just did not want to be there. And it just made it very difficult because I couldn't communicate. I didn't feel that I could say. So I'm sure you have a few stories to tell as well about times when really boundaries would have been actually a really good thing. And I know as I've, you know, getting older and wiser, and certainly in my own relationship, at times I really do have to put in boundaries or express certain constrictions of certain things. And that has helped to ease things. But at times I still feel a little bit I need better boundaries. What about you,
Yeah,
Caroline?
we are all a work in progress, and
Yeah.
that's the important thing, that we started with this journey of loving and taking care of us more. And yeah, and it's, I think boundaries can also be a bit flexible. It's not like a
Yeah.
strict sort of wired fence or something. It's more like, for me, it's usually sort of like I see like rose
I think
bushes
we just lost
around me, and I'm
Caroline
like,
again.
I
She was
love
having some
it.
problems this morning. I don't know what's going on, whether it's sort of just the connection, the Wi-Fi. But just talking about boundaries. Oh, she's back. She's back. You're back.
Okay. I apologize. My computer is a bit very slow. I think in the background it still does things and then it freezes me. But actually, you were frozen, Janet, and I was speaking here. So glad. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for jumping in. So for me, I don't know how much you heard, but just let's repeat. It's
Yes.
not an electric fence, a stiff fence, but sort of can be flexible, you know, being a work in progress. And sometimes it needs really strict boundaries, and other times it can be more back and go. And it's sort of like I see it as rose bushes around, you know, like a beautiful garden you tend to. And that's sort of your inner sanctum. This is your sacred space. And it's you can choose who you let in, or when the door is garden gate is open, or when it's closed, when you need your little privacy, and when you step out. But it's sort of like a comfort zone for you know. And I mean, I had a hard time saying no, and then I saw this quote. I think it's from Louise Hay, and it says, "When you say yes to others, make sure you're not actually saying no to yourself." And that sort of hit deep. I thought, sort of, wow, yes, actually, yeah. And then I, instead of saying no to others or feeling bad about it, says, but I'm saying yes to myself. I'm saying yes to me. And I think that's, you do it for you. You're not doing it against others, but you're doing it for yourself. And I think that is so important because I felt so depleted. I mean, as a yay-sayer, as a doormat, pleasing family and everybody, and another relationship. And the point is, you feel it in your body, and it's usually sort of in your solar plexus, gallbladder thing. For a long, long time, I felt I had gallstones, and the doctor said the symptoms are perfect and everything. And I had an ultrasound, and it was not gallstones, but it was actually someone overstepping my boundaries. So you feel it in your body when it's not right, when you're depleting, when someone is really right into your face instead of, giving you a little bit of breathing space. And I think that's the important thing, doing it for yourself. And good friends do understand that. Sometimes it's, you have an appointment, you meet a friend, you're really looking forward, but somehow it just gets too much. You're too exhausted. You just, and with good friends, understanding friends, you can truly say, "Listen, it's just too much. I love to see you, but today I just need downtime." And no one is offended, I mean, not good friends, because we've all been there. And it's so much better, like you said, it's so much better than to just say, "You know what? I just can't come into Zurich or wherever, it's just too much." And other, if you go and then you're like, people feel it, that you don't truly
Yes,
want to be there.
absolutely.
And that's the energy, when it's good. And boundaries, healthy boundaries, they are for you and not against others. And learning to say yes to oneself is the key.
Absolutely, I agree with that. I mean, it's in so many parts of relationships. I mean, I know when with my husband at times, I mean, I've been the one who's been very much accommodating and always sort of like exactly trying to please. And there's, as we've matured in our relationship and as I've grown stronger in myself, there's times I have to communicate that there's certain things, particularly some family things, that I don't always particularly want to be involved in or a part of. Or if I am going to something now, I'll sometimes say, I'm happy to go for a couple of hours, but if I say to you then I want to leave, please respect that. Which normally now he does, because he knows that it can be tough going. But it's not even with his family, it's with certain events, certain things, certain situations to be in. I just, like you, Caroline, we're empaths, we're introverts. It just gets too much. And I just have to know when it's my limit to be able to communicate that, and that he respects it, that he knows that that's the point when I say that I really want to leave. So, we've been working on that, and that's been helpful. Because otherwise, then I was just getting so run down, so not wanting to be there, depleted, getting that angry again, angry at him because he won't leave, or you know what I mean? It just gets really difficult. So definitely learning that was important for me. I think that, you know, in relationship, it depends on your relationship for a start. But if you've got sort of a relationship where somebody can be quite critical, I think you also need to sort of manage that as well and create boundaries about that, because that's not helpful. Or use passive aggressive comments. I think you also need to point that out and say, you know, if you're on a telephone call or you're, you know, in a dinner together or whatever, and someone starts to do that, you know, you've got to have maybe said to them, look, if you're going to continue doing that, I'm going to leave. And I think that sometimes that you have to make people aware of that, because I'm not sure sometimes people even are aware that they're doing it. They're conscious that they are doing it. I mean, some people are, but not everyone is. And I think that whenever you say, you know, that's not helpful to me, and you're saying that is quite hurtful, we have a right to express ourselves. Although it's hard to do that, and it does take time to find your voice. But, you know, if somebody is being like that to you, and it does hurt, and there's no need for it, you need to start putting boundaries in place for that. Or if you know, again, meeting people, I get so annoyed if I turn up and I'm there and I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I'm waiting, and you don't hear anything. And you're sitting there and you're going, in these day and age, we've, you know, mostly got phones. Normally you can contact people. It's not like the old ages before phones, when you really didn't know what was going on. And then, you know, like half an hour, three quarters of an hour later, they turn up and they go, oh, sorry, a bit late, but, and you're thinking,
A bit
you
late.
could have called. You could have called. You could have let me know what's going on. So I think, you know, now I will say to people, you know, if you're running late, let me know. If you don't let me know, I'm not waiting.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's disrespectful, because somebody's, you know, given their time. And I think that, you know, if genuinely something happens, that, you know, the train's late or there's something, you know, just send a quick text message, give a quick call. That's okay. But just to like expect that other person just to sit and wait for such a long time, that's, you know, again, boundaries about those sort of things. Even with family, friends, things like that. If it's, you know, otherwise, if it doesn't bother you, fine. But if it does bother you, you need to start putting in place these boundaries. As Caroline says, it's part of the self-love and understanding yourself. Because it is hard when somebody keeps like eating away at those. And again, when you've set boundaries and you've communicated them, and somebody oversteps them, you might let them away once and maybe just say, look, next time, blah, blah, blah. But if it keeps happening, you really need to address it. And I know that we're also not confrontational. And it's really hard to have that conversation. But I think if you've already communicated that these are your boundaries, and there's been that disrespect or there's been pushing of those boundaries, I think then you're within your rights, because you've communicated. You can say, look, you know, we talked about this before. This is what I expressed. You know, that's not happening. Can we talk about it? Because it is upsetting me, or it is annoying me. And I think we need to learn, as part of self-love, and it's really one of the hard parts. I always find my throat chakra was always a bit, I always had sore throats, always had sore throats. And it was always because I could never express myself. I was never allowed to express myself. And then I found it really, once I did start trying to use my voice, it was like people would shut me down. So it is a process. These are all things that we're sharing with you as part of that growing. And as Caroline says, we're still work in progress. We haven't got it all sussed out. We know these things, and we still sometimes don't adhere to them ourselves. And that's okay. It's not about, you know, getting it perfectly. And as Caroline says, it's not about making rigid boundaries that are not flexible, because sometimes it depends on the situation, depends on the scenario. They may need to be, as long as you feel comfortable with that. So Boundaries are a really important part of your self-love, self-healing journey, but they can be a bit of a challenge.
They are. And of course, it's all about reflecting, and not always listening to others. It's sort of listening within. If you get annoyed by having to wait for always that late, tardy friend, that's your boundary. You can say, listen, set a time, I wait 5, 10 minutes. If you're not there, I'm gone. These are things you have to figure out for yourselves. And then someone
Exactly.
else can say, oh, that's not such a problem. Why do you make such a big fuss? But for you, it's a problem. And also, what happens often is, with people sort of what I heard, sometimes it's, oh, if you loved me, you would do, or if you truly loved me, you wouldn't, It's all these sort of passive aggressive things, and it doesn't have anything to do with love. This is just sort of like bribe, like, threats, and you just have to listen within and say, I love this person, but I am not going to do this. It's just like these are your boundaries. I mean, if 10 people walk naked on the street and you don't want that, you don't have to do that, right? And I think that's your boundary. So, first of all, feel comfortable in your skin and in who you are by accepting how you are. Yes, we are sensitive. We are empaths. We feel deeply. We are introverts. So, and I think, like you said, we have to learn to respect our own boundaries as well. Don't overstay when we are already overflown, over stimulated by whatever, or it gets too much. Respecting ourselves means taking time out for yourself, recharging how you recharge, and listen to your body, to your heart, to your soul, and not so much about advice from others. Be open to hear different ideas, but at the end, make the decisions that are right for you. And another thing I learned about healthy boundaries or boundaries is years ago, when clients came and said, oh, when do you have an appointment? When can we? And I thought sort of, oh, anytime, blah, blah, blah. And then I realized people get like, it's too much. So it's better to say, oh, Wednesday at 3 or Friday at 5. Give them sort of a choice that also works for you, sort of when you already have an appointment and then you can make the next one after. It's easier than sort of scattering them 10 hours apart or however it works. And again, sometimes people say, yeah, but with the time zones, can't we do 9 p.m. your time? And I says, no, I can't work this late. 8 p.m. I can do. 9 p.m. is definitely too late. Respecting yourselves and knowing where your strengths are and how it would suit you. You still give them a choice of 2, 3 options and they're not overwhelmed. But when you go sort of, we have that expression in German, it's sort of wishy-washy. It's sort of
We wishy
nothing,
washy.
it's sort of like, yeah, oh, you can have any time, kind of. And people don't like that. People not rather have sort of set, and that's also with, and these are boundaries, and people feel comfortable when you have boundaries, clear boundaries, because otherwise they don't get you. But when you're here Like an oak tree, you know, steady with a little rose hedge around, and then, okay, that's Caroline. Okay, yeah, I get her. I know how much I can, you know. And that's all. That's just what it is. And especially, I mean, having an indigo child, you know, with very sensitive, he needed really strict boundaries because within those boundaries, he felt comfortable and he needed to know where they end because he would go over and then it was just like, you know, go all the way. So boundaries are truly helpful. It's sort of that area you feel comfortable, you can grow, you can strengthen yourself, you have space to breathe. And for others, it's also good, sort of, oh, here is where I end. Oh, here is where Caroline begins. You know, it's just beautiful guidelines. And yeah, do it for yourself.
Exactly. It's just funny when you were saying that about boundaries. I was just reading recently about, for everybody knows, I have my little dog, and she gets anxious about certain things. And then I was reading about anxiety in dogs. And one of the things it said, and I think I've been guilty of this, is that when they're pups, not to actually make their world too big, that actually having a smaller, they feel safer and slowly grow that. And I mean, I have to say, is she hated being in the crate. She hated being locked in the crate. So we just opened the doors and let her out. And, you know, over time, she's now got the run, basically the run of the house. And apparently, we shouldn't have done that. We should have kept her more a confined, controlled space to make her feel more comfortable. So, you know, that was an interesting one we were saying about that. So even with like children as well, some children probably need that more controlled space to feel safe. And some, you know, again, depends on the child. Maybe some children are great. Yeah, I need that freedom. So, you know, it is about that sort of in looking at exactly the boundaries, what's right, what's going to work, what's right for you, what's right for the other person. Come to, if it's, you know, involving someone else, you know, try and if need be come to a compromise. It is a bit of give and take. I know that in my relationship, when we were both working, like working long hours in London and coming home, I remember saying to my husband, I said, I am not doing all the housework. And then to be fair, you know, Mark, he's a lot more flexible. And so we decided then at weekends that Saturday morning was we'd spend a couple of hours, do what needed to be done, get things done. So then we'd the rest of the weekend to enjoy together. And in the evenings, we would cook together and clean up together so it would be done. And I have to say that was great, creating that boundary, if you like, that the onus wasn't just like expectation that I did everything, because that was not going to work. But talking about it and doing it together, it was really important to do that. And that to a degree was a boundary in our relationship, but it also then meant when we worked together, it freed up the time then at weekends when we could do more things we wanted to do. So it's boundaries is a quite a big topic. So, you know, you just have to look at your life and evaluate sort of what's working, what's not working, and maybe I need to put some boundaries or even sort of like rules or some sort of agreement in place in areas of your relationship. And of course, knowing yourself is the key.
Absolutely. And it's okay, you know. For me, it was also the pendulum was all here, no boundaries at all. And then when we sort of set in boundaries in place, it sort of swings sort of on the other side, and we really feel like we have to enforce those boundaries, you know, don't give an inch. And that's okay. And then you sort of get into the middle when you get to know yourself more,
Yes.
you Yeah, it's a trial and error, and some things feel so important at the beginning, and then after a while, you feel like, oh, can relax a little, and that's okay. And then other things come up. So play with it. Yeah, I think it's
Exactly.
play with it, you know. And at the beginning, really, you know, boundaries are sort of all out there, and sometimes then they come a bit closer, and whatever feels good for you, and do it for you.
Exactly. I agree totally with you, Caroline. I think that boundaries are definitely something I will be continuing to work on.
We all do, and yeah, and it needs, I mean, and then yeah, you get a new pet, or you know, it's just you then have different sets of boundaries to, you know, to create a little space for yourself and not feel overwhelmed and
Exactly.
all that. But yeah, I think that boundaries are so important. And as Janet has already started to communicate, that's also a very, very strong topic with relationships. And of course, it all, you know, connects boundaries and communication. But next week's episode is about communication. So stay tuned and practice those boundaries and just feel, you know, we feel it in our body when something is not right. And just remember those times, those people, and how it could feel if you had a little more breathing space. Do you
Yes,
have anything to add about boundaries,
I
Janet?
do actually, because just when you were speaking about it was something that came to mind. I was thinking about as a parent, when you've got children equally need to learn boundaries. And when they see you as a parent using boundaries and understanding that concept, it's a good thing for them to learn that, you know, if they're put into situations where they don't feel comfortable, that they have that sort of control to put boundaries in place. So you're not only doing it for yourself, you're also doing it for your loved ones and your children.
Yes, we definitely lead by example, especially with children. We often feel we tell them what to do, but they just copy us, not what we say, but how and what we do. So, an important input. Thank you so much, Janet. Sending you all so much love and beautiful rose hedges as your boundaries.
And lots of love and light blessings to you all.